Can I give you a list of historical figures, prominent figures from history, and you'll tell me whether or not they were white or black?
Shoot, give me your best shot.
Beethoven.
Black.
Mozart.
Black.
Cleopatra.
She looked black.
William Shakespeare.
Undoubtedly black, without question.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's still in debate.
You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me.
Your seat, you're so tall. Your chair is way, or that's not even in a chair, but it's way higher than mine.
I look like an Adonis, towering above the plebeians beneath me.
I had to put my chair way down because you have a mic arm and I don't.
Yes, it's makes my voice sound so much more intimidating and radio-y.
Yeah, no, you're not even trying to do that.
It's inherent. Oh,
nice,
yes. My posture is so sublime. I am the picture of masculinity, standing upright, as my forefathers did. Anyways.
You've changed.
So I was looking through the internet for places to stay, like on the cheapy, you know what I mean? Like if you're trying to get in there, if you're trying to stay like $10 a night in a place.
Wife kicks you out.
You didn't have to let everybody know that.
Sorry. That was just a hypothetical. You could have dodged it. You could have just not said anything. Now everyone knows.
Now everyone knows that I was my shame.
Yeah.
I couldn't deliver in the bed.
There's a great, with the very little TV I watch on my lunch breaks, I've only seen it once, but there's a great, it's a commercial for a hotel or a motel, and it's the most honest fucking commercial I've ever seen because it's just a disheveled guy walking onto the screen. He's just on like a green screen, like just white set, and he goes like, I got kicked out of my house because my wife found my internet search history. So I stayed here. It's nice and cheap. And then that's it. That's the whole commercial.
Oh, wow.
It's like the most fucking blunt, like, yeah, this is why you want to stay at this fucking shithole. Of course. I've never seen anything like that.
I can't wait for the second line of ads, which is, yeah, I stay here when I have to pay my $16 hookers.
Look, a guy needs his pause loads, okay? I just... Yeah, and I need a place to do it. My sheets at home are not washable. It's a real hassle.
Bug
so I
chasers.
Stay at Motel 6.
Bug chasing's not allowed in my gated community, so I have to get those pause loads wherever they may come.
Where else am I expected to run trains on 12-year-old boys with John Podesta? I don't know. Probably here.
Certainly not at a pizza restaurant.
No.
We're getting topical. We're on the cutting edge now.
No, that's why we took time off. Yeah, no, we're
under the grid.
We took a nice month off, and now we're back on track with these hot.
We're going to be releasing twice the amount of episodes we usually do, and
if we get to our Patreon goal, I promise, we're going to have the mugs. Well, the mugs are coming in soon. It's a big pain in the butt to make these mugs, but they promised me that the mugs are going to get shipped any day now.
I'm wearing my fingers raw making these mugs myself in my basement. if we hit our Patreon goal of $5 a month, I'll take all of your pause loads. Anyways.
We need to shift from pause load humor.
No. It's the most topical and relevant humor of the day.
It's true.
We're like George Carlin.
It plagues our society.
As I was saying, I was looking for places to stay on the cheap in the Glorious Nippon.
Oh, okay.
And you could find places for like, you know, $12 a night. But if you want to go into the $8 a night range.
Of course I do.
That's where things get weird.
Oh, yeah.
And
I fucking bet. Stay in this like field.
That's exactly where I want to stay, though. So that's cool. But... there was one that caught my eye, which was, all caps, do you want to take a picture in samurai armor? And the
sleep in this samurai armor.
The main thumbnail was just a picture of this dopey like ancient samurai armor going like with its mouth wide open.
The Vice reporter.
These underground samurai armor dealers are also seeking the company of young women from high school in the streets of Ikebukuro, and we're gonna cover.
We're gonna drop 4 Aiko DMT in Japan. Oops.
Windows. Whoa! My mind's totally fucked. Who could have guessed?
Dropping 2CB in a child trafficking ring while fucking a goat in Japan. What?
In Japanese armor.
Vice.
Brazy.
While drinking lean in this trap house in Japan.
We brought 2 chains to rural Japan. There's nothing going on out here. The most expensive is shit. This $8 Airbnb I got.
What the fuck?
I got
you
to stay.
Smoke weed in here? Absolutely not. You go to jail forever.
I read a story from a dude who was a small-time weed dealer in Japan, up in the mountains. And apparently it was pretty like lucrative lifestyle from like 5 years, because if you have the weed, you control, you're the only person that has weed for miles.
Oh, yeah.
So you can like sell like $100 for an eighth. Like,
sure.
Absolutely ludicrous prices. And the worst case scenario thing happened, which was that the like drug enforcement agents from the Japanese government came to get him, but he got away with it because he's like, that's not mine, and they had no proof that it was his because it was like in the woods in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
So he just got kicked out of the country forever.
Oh, okay.
So it's either you have 2 options: you're either not allowed to go back to Utopia, or you're in prison for 5 years.
Probably pretty nice prisons, though.
Oh yeah, they've got card games, I'm sure, like Vanguard.
They got ramen.
Ramen, yeah. Perhaps some white rice.
And you're just a bunch of Japanese criminals, so just like pretty nice, like the average American, probably.
I'm in here for stealing an umbrella.
Right.
Of so many umbrellas I've stolen in Japan. But yeah, I do want to take a picture in armor, so $8 a night seems like a pretty decent price.
I'd pay $8 for that.
If you go deep enough into rural Japan, all these places cost like $10, and they're actually entire homes. Like,
sure.
Like, beautiful mountainside homes with sliding doors and like onsens that look out onto vistas, and nobody goes there because it's the middle of fucking nowhere in Japan.
Sure.
And it's not like somewhere sexy like Tokyo.
Right. That's still crazy.
And tune in next week for Ethan's travel guide, where we cover the places you could stay in Brasil.
Nowhere. Don't stay in Brasil.
The bottom of a mass grave is where you can stay in Brasil. I'm Ethan.
That's $4 a night. Hey, I'm Declan.
Four
pesos, yeah.
Pesos, yes.
Don't even question it.
I got to brush up on my Spanish to go to Brazil.
Yep.
But yeah, Ethan, again.
Yes, Declan again.
You're Declan. We watch anime.
We're back, and we still watch anime for some reason.
Fuck. Sometimes it pays off. Most of the time it doesn't.
I mean, pays off in what current, like, what value?
Intellectual currency, the most important of all, please.
Okay. No, you're right. Except for this week.
Where I'm pretty sure I lost brain cells.
We're making a big comeback on this episode because we're watching another movie. There was that fateful night where I decided to go to like the very bottom of MAL and look at all the lowest ratings, and that's what gave us Super Kid. And cool. That very same night, I got like 3 other movies. And one of them is like 2.5 hours long, so I don't know if we'll ever watch that. And one of them is like so bad, it's like sub Super Kid levels. It's just more Korean shit. So I don't know if we'll ever go for
more
Korean
like
shit.
Bummer Kid.
Nice one.
Thank you.
But this week, the other one I wanted to get to that we watched is called. Oh wait, hold on. Cut this out. I gotta get the full title.
Beep 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 beep.
Really into that.
X-Files is like my favorite show.
Shut the fuck up. Hyper Psychic Geo Garaga.
Leave that in.
Garaga. I remember whenever I found an arcade when I was a kid, me and Dad would always rush straight to the Garaga machine.
Yep. I was more of a ZVS person myself.
And what now?
ZVS.
Oh, okay. Sure. this is a...
You stole the only good joke for Garaga.
I know. Yeah, there's no other real, there's nowhere else to go with that one. This is a 1989 movie from Japan. It premiered October 21st. And I forgot to get any... Oh, it's by... Production. Oh, right. ASMIC. ASMIC and AVN. Great.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Yeah, this is an hour and 40 minutes long.
And it feels every fucking bit of it.
It was directed by Mr. Hidemi Kubo. Kubo! Who also did such masterpieces as... Hello Kitty no Oyayu Bihime.
Mm-hmm.
And Chojiku Romanesque Seimi.
That's my favorite of the Romanesque franchise.
And he directed the animation for the Air movie.
Oh, everyone's favorite.
And more recently, he's directing the animation of Time Bokan.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, that's old Time Bokan. That's like 40 years ago Time Bokan. Never mind. Not Time Bokan 24 or whatever.
Less modern humor.
Oh, yeah, no, not nearly as topical.
Actually, you know what? Probably the same level of modern humor now that I think about it.
Animation director of Mononoke. Anyways.
Wait, is in like the...
No, the series Mononoke, not Mononoke Hime.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like the one with the crazy art and the face and stuff.
I believe so.
Okay, yes. Cool. So that's probably his biggest work then.
So he's, you know, one for two or something.
He's basically Miyazaki.
Yeah.
He's the Miyazaki of Japan.
He's the Miyazaki of the 80s.
I would say so. Yeah, you're certainly right.
He's the Miyazaki of anime.
You know, like that down period that Miyazaki had in the 80s where he was just like, you know, Totoro's fine. Nausicaa's okay, I guess. But Garaga, that's the shit.
Wasn't Nausicaa like 90s?
No, Nausicaa is like 88.
Oh, right. I always get it mixed up with the other one.
The American releases and shit are always different.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
Garaga. Who wants to explain Garaga?
Nose goes.
Oh, man. My hands are under the table. You can't do that to me.
I use every opportunity I get to not have to explain shit.
Yeah, no, you're good. Okay. Garaga is a science fiction movie. It takes place in space for like the first 10 minutes. And then it takes place on... Not Earth. It's the year 2200, and the light speed barrier has been broken, which means that we can now travel faster than the speed of sound.
I think that's what that means, yeah.
No, so you can't even hear yourself, and...
In space, no one can hear you not want to watch Garaga.
And it's just, there's a big ship, and it's called the Zebek, or Zebek. We watched the English dub, by the way. This is going to be the... That's going to be the backdrop of this entire episode because the English dub is probably pretty much like 50% of the entertainment value, at least for me. And the soundtrack is a lot of very cheesy, like classic rock sound and wailing guitars and shit. It's great. Also, what's that?
Japan just discovered drum pads and in 1989. Man, they love them.
The only great thing about this movie, by the way, title card.
It's pretty wild.
It was real good.
Yeah.
Whooshing! So there's, the Zebek is docked, and then there's this silly captain running to the ship because he's late, and he's like, oh, I gotta get to my ship. And so he gets there, I guess, and there's also a guy named Commander Alf, which, yeah, we thought was funny, but I tried to work on my Alf impression, but I realized I don't know what Alf sounds like.
I don't think anybody knows what Alf sounds like anymore.
I just can't. Every time I try, I just do Kermit the Frog.
Do you think kids know what Alf is?
No, absolutely not.
Why would they?
The only reason I know what Alf is because
Simpsons.
No, just because of other podcasts, really.
You know what? Fucking good.
Probably, yeah. It's probably not good. I don't know.
I like eating cats. Waka Waka.
That's pretty weird.
Waka Waka is Alf, right?
Maybe.
Because if Waka Waka is from Alf, then fully support it, because that shit's hilarious.
Something like that. Didn't that show have a really dark ending or something?
I think he dies.
That's fucked up.
Cool.
Good on them, though.
Or his entire race goes extinct or something?
Sure. Fucking thank Christ. So the ship blows up. The Zebek blows up for no reason. I don't think that ever gets resolved, does it?
I think it's just because the crash landed. Like, there was a major systems malfunction, perhaps.
No, like it just blows up out of nowhere when they're in space, remember? And that's what causes them to crash land.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when they landed on the planet.
Oh, no, they haven't landed yet. They're just flying through space, and all of a sudden their ship explodes.
Then remember absolutely that? No reason
okay,
for
yeah,
that.
That's what I thought. Yeah, no.
Plot conveniences.
The ship goes crazy, and it goes through this crazy purple vortex and ends up flying in just somewhere unknown near this unknown planet. And the first thing, one of the things we noticed is that one of our main characters, Jay, he's named Jay in the dub. I don't know what his original name is. His American voice actor is the guy from Garzy's Wing. Thank God, he's so good. His voice is so dorky. You're going to be hearing him in all these clips I have to play, but it's just genius. He's so good.
We should get into contact with him if he's still alive.
I would love to do an interview. He always sounds so shocked at everything and surprised.
What was the recording session like for this?
It was like, here are the words, say the words.
As goofy as possible. Fuck them up. Just fuck them up, fam.
Make no emotion. Say the words. They were in Japanese. Put them in English. No one's going to watch this shit anyways. So yeah, they crash land on this planet. And my first thought was, oh fuck, is this an isekai? Because I can't be dealing with another Garzy's Wing style.
Would have turned that shit off.
What's that?
I would have turned that shit off.
Oh yeah, just like, oh no, it's fantasy world. Whoa, even though it kind of is, but not really. It's not like, at least there's some magic, but it's not just like, oh,
It's like He-Man crossover fantasy.
Wizards and... more Garzy's Wing parallels. Like, there are dinosaurs and stuff. But it's just a forest planet. And I was 100% sure that it was going to turn out to be Earth, either immediately or at the end, as some kind of twist. Mm-hmm. Because they also, spoilers, rip off Planet of the Apes a lot in this. But then, no, that doesn't happen, and it's just some random fucking planet.
Subverting your expectations around every corner.
But in a bad way? Like, I would rather have the cliche
Rather than it be nothing.
Fuck.
Yeah, because it just ends up being, like, completely bland-ass nothing planet.
Yeah.
It's got tropical shit, I guess.
And then there's a desert.
Also a beach.
So then they open the sleep capsule that they were transporting that contains their general's daughter. Her name is Haran. And when they open, this is my first sound clip, when they open that cryo chamber, one of their female crew members, who we both noted is very large and square-shaped and a bit burly.
She's sturdy, we'll say. She's a sturdy woman.
She's a big girl, and she doesn't want the boys to look. She wants them to go away.
Hey, what do you guys think you're staring at? Get the heck out of here! Go away! Get out of here! What's the matter with you? Haven't you seen people wake up before?
How many times can you say go away?
Get out of here!
This line has to last 15 seconds.
They got the lip flaps, man. You gotta match them.
I guess so. Haran is, I don't know, she's just a lady. I don't think she has much of a character.
I'm so shocked that they did. I guess this would be too much, like, in terms of, like, writing for this movie, but I'm so shocked that it wasn't a reveal that they were transporting a person. They're just like, hey, that's a person in that, pod.
Yeah, they introduced the ship, and immediately they're just like, oh yeah, we got this cryo thing in the storage unit. Mm-hmm. Which, why did she have to be asleep when no one else was? Were they planning on making you can travel faster than light. You can travel anywhere instantly. Why the fuck was she in a crib?
Maybe it's very cozy.
You're frozen.
Maybe it's just a matter of you don't want to, like, have to deal with the 45 minutes of travel, and you just want to fall asleep and wake up.
You just want to be fucking frozen? That doesn't sound good.
No, actually, yeah, it's probably bad for your body, man.
I doubt it. Like, I just... That it just sounds wet at the very least. Anyways, everyone talks about how much they want to fuck Haran, right? Like, right to her face, except for the silly captain, who has a thing or two to say about that. Let's see here.
I'm not interested in young girls.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Keep saying it, buddy. Yeah, you sound real convincing. Suddenly gorilla men. Oh boy, things are happening, and there's just big old gorilla men.
You might recognize them from low budget porn.
Yeah. Well, hey, wait a second. No, and they're not like black.
Oh. There's a miscommunication going on.
No, they're
here.
Literal gorilla men.
Oh no. Hold on, Declan.
What the fuck are you?
I'm talking about like the drawn porn with the drawn ladies who get the big old dicks.
Like what?
The ones where like it's like, we're gonna sacrifice this virgin to this monster, and he's like, "Blah, I'm a monster," and he shoves the big old dick in.
Oh, so just like normal porn.
Anyways,
the gorilla men show up,
but it's like the little ladies, like they're little ladies, like from fantasy worlds.
Yeah, just like typical normal pornography,
and they're like,
of course,
and then And then, like, they're corrupted by an innovative, and then they love the dick.
Of course, yeah. What else, what other porn are you talking? Like, what else would there be?
But it's drawn. It's like they're drawn ladies.
Yes.
There's this pornography where real 3D.
I don't even want to talk about this.
Is it grossing you out?
I don't even want to hear. What the fuck is
they? You, no. They put the.
No.
Okay. All right. No. All right.
God. They use. They immediately waste the damn dirty ape. Reference. He just says it immediately, like five seconds.
We had joked about it, like, what if they went?
Oh
for...
yeah. What? Oh damn, dirty. And then he just says it.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, well, oh, that's underwhelming.
That's not cool.
It could have been worse, is the thing.
So yeah, the gorilla men are fucking everyone up, but Jay, you know, leaps to action and during this encounter, one of his crewmates has some advice for him.
Watch out for that monkey, man. He knows how to fight.
Nice. That sounds so much like Bruce Campbell now that I hear it again. It's really good. That's a really
Can
great...
Can I get that again?
It's a really great Brucey impression.
Watch out for that monkey, man. He knows how to fight.
You hear it? Like, you know.
Maybe latter day Bruce Campbell.
Maybe.
Maybe like Circus Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
He was going to play Mysterio.
Oh, that would have been so good.
He would have been perfect. There's like mock-up. Like, there's like design art of him...
Oh, I love
our concept art of him in it.
I love Mysterio.
Mysterio's great.
Oh yeah,
and he would have been the perfect one.
Did
this
you ever
is bullshit?
Do you know about the Mysterio fight in Spider-Man 2 on the PS2?
No.
Oh man, Mysterio keeps showing up, and at one point he's robbing a convenience store, and you go there, and it introduces him like a boss, and he has 4 health bars.
Oh nice!
And then you punch him once, and he dies. And
that's
and
really
that's
great.
The whole boss fight.
Wow,
it's so good.
They nailed it.
Oh yeah, it's perfect.
Hold on, I gotta show you because it's. I mean, it looks absolutely. It's one of my recent searches because it just looks so good. I mean, you just see it. You just see it.
I mean, yeah, like just as a. Oh yeah.
It looks perfect.
Oh,
it's
I'm liking
exactly
it.
What we want. But you want him to be like kind of like a fraud, you know?
Well, yeah, he's Mysterio.
Yeah. Anyways, Spider-Man 3 is a masterpiece. I watched it
no.
again. I watched it again, Declan.
No.
I watched it again. You know the scene where Sandman like pulls himself together from being grains of sand?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's
okay,
like,
sure, that's fine.
It's like
but...
3 minutes long. All of the stuff of him walking around being a total douchebag works perfectly. Because Spider-Man doesn't know how to be cool because he's Peter Parker. And what he thinks is cool is actually the lamest shit of all time.
Yeah, okay, those two things are fine. But what about the rest of the movie?
The only part of that movie that... Okay, hold on. I'm going to... Look... The new Goblin, his design's total garbage, right?
Well, yeah.
That's because that's what comics look like at that point in time. It makes complete sense within the context of comics of that period.
I don't care about that part.
He looks like the concept art for Master Chief
and
shit.
Did you forget that most of that movie is romantic melodrama?
Yes, and it's great. It's awesome. The only thing in that movie that does not work is Venom. Mark it. That's why I'm marking it. Okay, anyways, I digress.
All right.
That's like one of the finest cinematic trilogies in the history of cinema. It's up there with Lord of the Rings. The Godfather.
The only thing that doesn't work is a third of the villains.
Spider-Man 3 is better than Godfather 3.
Whatever. I'll let you have it.
Thank you. All right, I win! Anyways.
Garaga. The protagonist... So he impales the first Monkey Man.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Monkey Man comes back... but Paula shoots him. Paula is the other girl who came out of the second cryo sleep capsule, and she has a big, like an eye patch, like a bandage over her eye, and she's a strong, hot lady with blonde hair, and she has a USA knee patch.
And daddy issues.
And daddy issues. Wait, what?
She got
oh,
short
right.
blonde hair.
Oh, yes, you find that out later. Yes, that her father was murdered by Haran's father.
The knee patch is a bold look.
And... she then wants to kill Haran because of it. Something, whatever. There's a mysterious redheaded lady wandering in the woods. Also, I don't really remember what happens to her. Maybe my notes will reveal that to me. So, Jay goes on an expedition on a really cool bike. Everyone's kind of staying in this cave, and he goes out searching. He goes out west on a bike that we noted actually looked kind of cool because it's like a. I don't know. It's like a floating hover bike with like little stubby.
It's got a snub nose.
Yeah,
like it.
It's pointed downward. Kind of neat. I don't know.
It's very soft and it's just like a nice, comfortable design.
Looks comfy. So, but then while he's out, there's a big lizard tail thing that attacks everybody, like a big lizardy mole, and Jay comes back and he gets a someone talking in his head saying to shoot it in the tail. So he shoots it in the tail, and then everyone's like, "Hey, how did you know to shoot it in the tail? Are you are you evil or something?" Or I don't.
That's where my mind immediately
Are you trying to kill us by saving us by knowing how to save us?
Did he specifically state that he was going to shoot it in the tail, or did he just... to them, it must have looked like a pot shot, right? Like,
no, because they must have seen him aim for the tail, man. And they were all like, "Hey, we're shooting everywhere else, and the tail was the only weak spot, because this is Dark Souls. How did you know how to do that?" And he's like, I don't know.
I missed.
Yeah. So more monkeys. Lots of monkeys. All of a sudden, just a bunch of them. So Jay decides it's time to use the battle gear. The battle gear is a device that he straps on his arm, and it's a big gun. And then also it can be like he rockets upwards with it, like a jetpack, and that was great. And
he only does that once, huh?
I think he might do it at the end.
I don't think he does.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But then there's another big lizard that scares all the monkey men off. Then it turns out the big lizard was a hologram made by a crazy wizard or a witch future lady, with long blonde hair, and you can kind of see her crotch sometimes.
I'm pretty sure I've seen her on the side of a panel van before, like a roadie's driving that to the next gig.
Yeah, I've seen her on a lot of like 70s metal albums.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, her name is Farla, and then Haran gets kidnapped by monkeys. So Jay goes looking for her, and that's when, things start getting a little confusing, because some of the crew members, turns out they have secret identities, and they were on a secret mission to do some covert ops or something.
We're still like 30 minutes into the movie.
Oh, half an hour into the movie.
Yeah, like how the fuck?
All these seemingly completely useless plot threads.
Oh no, they are useless. Don't do it.
Like sort of, but like it's like, why are so many things happening? Why can't you have an overarching plot? So then, yeah, we get their real names, which are pretty good. We got number one here.
Watch out for that monkey, man. He knows how to fight.
That's not what I clicked on.
That's a better clip, though.
I think I saved the wrong.
Watch out for that monkey.
You don't get to hear single. I think it was Ballback or something. His name was Ballback.
It's like like Mac and Me. Just every time you go to clip.
Name number two.
Whoa! Watch out for that monkey.
Yeah. No. Hopefully, silly name number two worked.
My name is Min Chin.
Min Chin. It's a good one. No racism intended. I swear. And silly name number three.
I am the staff general's attaché, Gasarl Bundy.
Gasarl Bundy.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yep. That's not a knife, matey. So...
I see you've played Knifey Spoony before.
And then the captain does not like this revelation, so he says this.
What secret is this planet hiding? I hope I don't soil my pants.
Yeah, no, I feel you, bro. Feel you. So, a lot of comparisons to After Earth, by the way, because they crash landed on a planet. And I realized during the course of watching this movie that After Earth sounds like After Birth.
Yeah.
And that really freaked me out because I never noticed that. And also, how could that have happened? How did they let that be made?
Terrible. Did you know that movie's actually just a metaphor for pregnancy?
I thought it was a metaphor for Moby Dick or nature or something.
Did you know that metaphor is just this movie's just a metaphor for the entire cycle of life? Did you know that movie's just a metaphor for Star Wars?
Did you know that Star Wars is just a metaphor for Big Fish?
Did you know that Big Fish is just a metaphor for not making a movie as good as Ed Wood ever again?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that one.
I think that one's pretty apparent.
So, there's an evil organization, and they're after Haran for some reason. You just see them in their, evil lair doing shit. There's a monk. They send out the monkey army to kill this group of, of our group, the main group. Jay then has to bail out of his ship. He's looking for Haran, I think. And he's out on his bike, and all the monkeys are shooting at him with their tanks and stuff, which is a pretty funny image. All their like flat guns and shit. So Jay bails out of his bike. He gets saved by Farla, and then and we get this great clip because Jay is temporarily captured by the monkeys, and they're kicking him around a little bit.
Oh, you can't just kick me around. I'm not a soccer ball.
Yep, okay.
Who are you supposed to be, Pele?
That is very racist, by the way.
It's
super
good to know
insensitive.
That his legend continues into the
1989, 2200s. Yeah. He will continue to be the only soccer guy that anybody ever knows. Along with
Bend Like Beckham.
Yeah, along with Bend Like, I don't know his actual name, but yeah, Bend It Like Beckham.
David Beckham.
Who?
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen The Office? What? Have you ever seen the television program The Office?
The American one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching The Office.
Yeah?
I've never seen an episode of that day in my life.
You always said you didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I functionally haven't because I don't remember shit. Because I tried watching the first season after watching The British Office and like, eh.
Okay.
But I decided to commit to watching it. Yeah. And there, I think one of my favorite scenes so far is... is that Michael suggests to Kelly, if you remember these characters from the
I think so, yeah.
Kelly's the ethnic one.
Yeah.
He's like, you should go as a soccer player for Halloween. You know, like Bend It Like Beckham. Oh, like Bend It Like Beckham. And then it's fuck. Yeah, those show. Turns out The Office is a great show.
Turns out you were crazy.
Careful. Yeah, it turns out, yes, I was crazy. The Office is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it seems pretty good.
I'm like 3 seasons into that bitch now.
You're only 10 years behind.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about this thing called Dunder Mifflin?
What? They make actual shirts for them. So, Farla, we can go on as many tangents as we want, by the way, because we're just describing this goddamn movie, and it's a chore. It's a chore.
Not as much of a chore as watching it.
It was all right. I don't know. Farla helps the group get to the capital city, which I guess is where they're going. And then Haran meets her father, I believe, and we get her excellent, excellent line delivery right here.
Oh, father, what has become of your leg?
What indeed? Yeah, he has a robot leg, which you'd think she'd be able to notice. Like infer that, you dumb bitch. Yeah. So
where'd it go?
What is your leg? That's your leg.
Did you lose it? Did you lose your leg?
Your leg is different. Why is it all shiny?
Damn, nice leg, Dad.
I don't understand. Did you polish it?
If you, in a world where you can get a robot leg in place of a regular leg, if you break your leg, do you just go for the robo one?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I want to take the time to heal. Because, like, broken leg, that's like 3 months.
I mean, it depends on if it's, like, feels just like a normal leg and it does all the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's your robot leg's probably more durable.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Like, what if medical science fucks up and you end up in, like, a Chamber of Secrets type situation where your arms, like, your legs all wobbly?
That sounds bad.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go for the robo leg 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, but what if they have, like, a robo brain that's better than your brain?
There's no brain better than my brain, technically. Okay. Come on. Whew. Don't gotcha.
We escaped that philosophical quandary right fast. I was scared for a second that I would have to confront what humanity is.
For idiots.
No, it's true. So, then we find out...
The train problem. What's that?
What the fuck?
You just...
stop the fucking train,
don't be
dude.
A retard.
Retard? Fucking
you
Jesus
just
Christ.
One, come on, man. What are you, a pussy?
You can't
even
stop a
gym?
Goddamn trolley. It's just a trolley.
Yeah, dude. It's just a tram. Fuck.
It's just a tram, trolley, whatever.
Yeah, dude. It's just a fuck... Come on.
Come on. Come on. We've been spending how many years on this? Come on.
Pluto's cave. What the fuck's that?
Pluto doesn't have caves. It's made of ice. There's no erosion.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Pluto's cave. So there's no... It turns out... episode title. All
right.
So there's two monkey races, I guess? Apparently?
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
Really?
I think you're actually wrong.
But...
I think there's only the monkey race, and then
there's
race that Farla
race.
Is.
Okay.
Those are people. Like, they're just like angelic
they're just
people.
Like people. Okay,
yeah.
I guess.
Except one of them dresses like a sheik.
The sheik guy, yeah, who's, I guess, the assistant or someone to Haran or to Haran's dad. But he's plotting, and yeah, he gives a great little, adorable little speech right here.
Those selfish fools. They think they can manipulate me. They don't understand that Garaga belongs to my people, the Lars. I'll stop both Alf and General Yun. Then we'll see who has been manipulated and who laughs last.
Ooh,
Oh my.
Oh my goodness.
He's just precious.
We will stomp the monkey people. Oh my.
I can't stand all these goddamn monkey people moving into my neighborhood. I swear to God.
That is such a cute little ship. Look at him go. Oh my goodness.
Monkey men, all these laser beams flying everywhere. My God.
Farla, your headpiece is amazing. Have you ever seen RuPaul's Drag Race?
I've never seen it. I imagine it'd be pretty fun watching.
It's fucking great.
We should watch a little bit tonight when we get fucking turned out of our minds.
Absolutely, we should watch RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a, I mean, you'll never find a more catty assortment of individuals.
I bet. I've also always wanted to watch Tyra Banks' show. What's her?
America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Oh, shit. A-N-T-N. Hold on. Have you ever seen Tyra Banks and RuPaul in the same room?
No.
I guess you haven't seen either one of the shows then. So
yeah, that's probably why, really. That makes sense. Like, why would they really be together in the same place? Yeah, I don't know. So,
Do you remember that time where she pretended she had rabies?
Yeah.
Her entire career.
Like, yeah, just her existence. Yeah, it's...
Remember when she was frothing mad?
Remember when Tyra Banks pretended to be a crazy motherfucker?
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't even know. What does she do? What is her thing?
She was a model.
She was.
And she's trying to find the next top. She got to find the next top one.
I mean, she has a talk show, I guess, maybe still?
It's more barking now.
Oh, okay, just a bark. Just one of those TV shows you leave on for your dog?
Yeah.
It's just Tyra Banks shouting at your dog, and your dog like, ha, ha, ha.
Yes, and then she'll chase after a ball and grab it with her mouth and shit.
Yeah, and then it's just that for 8 hours.
And then she gets on all fours and they strap a GoPro to her head and she runs around the lawn as if she were a dog.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's really, isn't 2016 so great that...
I'm glad she found her niche.
That somebody can finally come out as a pupperkin and it's fully accepted and she still has a place on television.
Yeah, not for long.
Yeah, no.
Trump's coming, buddy. It's gonna take away all your pupper identifying relatives.
We're getting topical. The pupper cost is coming.
Prepare your kin for the pupper cost. As a pupper kin, I'm terrified.
I just wanted to say.
I don't usually make Facebook posts like this, but I am absolutely terrified.
Look at my tail. Did you see it wagging right now? No. Because whose tail can wag in the wake of something so terrible?
My nose is dry, and I'm not panting as much as I normally do.
And
I'm sitting in the corner of the room.
Bounce in my step whatsoever.
Nothing.
I can't even muster up the courage to go get my favorite toy from the front lawn. Because who knows?
I only ate half my bowl of wet food tonight. Terrifying.
I think I'm going to take a shit in the carpet just as a message.
Oh, extra topical.
Anyway.
All right. So,
that was fun. Back to this.
Oh, no. Back to Garrika. Oh. So, Jay gets taken to the Monkey King and burned at the stake for being a Lar lover, which is pretty funny. Meanwhile, Paula's trying to kill Haran because of her father or something. And then, the Sheik's daughter, whose name is...
Helena.
Kina. She rescues him from the burning stake with her wizard dress powers, which, you know, he's like, I feel like he's like a little extra tan for the rest of the movie.
Yes. We discussed this. You thought it was the shading, but then he gets outside.
But then
he's just
sort of like a little red for the rest of the movie, but he has no like injuries. He's just totally fine, but he was on fire for like a full minute.
Oh, yeah. He's torched. Every movement he makes should be like, ah, ooh, oh, oh, ooh, oh, I gotta use my lightsaber. Oh, mommy. Yeah.
But then, Kina exerts her powers so much rescuing him that she lets out this little noise. I was perplexed by it.
Oh, it is gone.
Not that.
Oh,
Like, the way the music cuts out, it's just like...
Ah!
What was that even supposed to be?
That's it her best Al Pacino
cuts
impression.
To her face. It's just, ah.
Scent of woman.
I heard she got a great ass.
Hoo-ah!
Kina is much more scantily clad than everybody else, and it's pretty good. She has a flat butt, though, so it's a little bit of a bummer. But she's like,
some
yeah,
of us are into that.
She's some kind of like He-Man, like warrior goddess lady.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. So
chill.
Jay, so yeah, she and her father, the Gay Sheik, capture Jay. Gay Sheik turns out might not be evil. Convinces Jay to team up. So now all three of them are a group. By the way, they talk about how Alf is the true enemy. Alf's full name, Alf Dolph.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Haltlar. So Jay finds a secret stash of combat robots while sneaking around this facility with Kina. And then we get this series of computer monitors with words on them.
Oh, boy. Did you get those?
I do have those.
Fuck
yeah.
Yes.
Give me 1 second, because they're actually on my other computer. Just got to grab them.
You know, the Gay Sheik was like a lesser 80s WWE wrestler. Remember that, like, that turn?
But no one ever took him seriously after he took that fall, though, out of the wall, yeah. So let me read you the entirety. So keep in mind, Jay is reading these as if they are, like, super important military documents. And we think they might have just grabbed them, like, out of a... Let me just open all these at once here. So, the first one, it's like a diagram of a robot. It says, Maxim power 50 PS/4500 RPM. That's not a lot of RPM, I gotta say.
It's a tiny Japanese car.
Sure, yeah, but like a big robot. And their heads are D-pads, which I think look kind of cool. They're not mechs, by the way. They are just robots. A lot of these words are just misspelled. Like attessiment manage 50,000 YS/Lautus or something. And then it labels like the head and everything.
This
so,
is probably one of the more egregious instances of English on a TV screen.
Someone just copy and pasted this. They must have. So
it's
let's
pretty fantastic.
Let's start this out. This darter is very important. Important with an N. File best built American trucks 7 yenning. For the past 7 consecutive garaga, quality has led all other automotive companies. That's based on an average of owner R problems in a series of owner reporter varies. 81 to 87 models designed and Boo North America.
I'm pretty sure that's just a press release about the Grand Wagoneer or something.
Could be.
And
could be.
Like, what, and I hope they talk about like the wood paneling at some point.
It's real nice. It's real nice. So, what else is there in here? Over the past several years, Gar outside there's distinctive Eddy Batone paint treatment, all the comfort, Garaga extended up to 24 months miles is also part of the Garagas. It sounds like someone just took like a bunch of Ambien and then wrote and then typed this. I decided that like, cause like lately I just can't stop reading about the things people do on drugs. Mm-hmm. As like last episode where we talked about, ibuprofen. And I decided that Ambien stories are literally the best stories you can ever possibly get.
Do you have any off the dome right now?
Oh, there's so fucking many. Like, there's a whole subreddit of them, and you're basically encouraged to just, like, if you're on Ambien, just make a post, and they're all fucking, like, misspelled, just, like, garbage, like, absolute nonsense. The best ones are when it's this whole long paragraph that's just, like, I took an Ambien, I'm not feeling anything, and I'm wondering if I still have, like, I used to take it a lot 4 years ago, and I'm wondering if there's any way I could still have some kind of tolerance, because I'm typing this, and I feel totally fine, but every word is misspelled, and it's all a bunch of fucking garbage, and there's just a bunch of symbols and shit everywhere.
How do I get prescribed Ambien?
You tell the doctor you have insomnia, which you kind of do, actually.
All right. We're halfway there.
And it's just like people make like shopping lists where my favorite one was just like, we need some. And it's just like this block paragraph like cheese, Mick with 2 Ks, pasta, and then like 3 line breaks and then sauce. It's just great. The text messages are just amazing.
We should record an episode while on Ambien.
Oh fuck, dude. Jesus, like you don't remember any of it, but it must be the greatest trip ever because people are just like saying the craziest shit. Like there's a video of a lady, like a guy videotaping his girlfriend, and she's just like walking outside their house, and she has a blanket draped over, and he's like, why do you have a blanket? And she's like, it's my cloak. And she has a British accent for no reason, and she's like, I have to find the, it's like poplioc or something. She just made up some word, and she's like, the little boy told me I have to find the poplioc.
Wow.
It's just fucking crazy.
We should watch like the coziest thing ever and then record an episode about it while in Ampian.
Yeah. One guy woke up with his bed full of turkey bones, and he's just like, I must have gone out and bought a rotisserie turkey and ate the entire thing in my bed.
Wow.
That's, he claims. I don't know. That sounds fucking crazy.
You can't drive on that.
And there's a great video on YouTube. If you just look up Ambien voicemail, it's a guy and his girlfriend listening to a voicemail that he left her while on Ambien. And he's just like, he's saying a bunch of nonsense, and he's just like, yeah, there's a little dragon flying all over the room. Come here, little guy. Oh, I fucking scared him. Shit. Wait a second. What the fuck is that? It's a turtle. It's like a mutant turtle. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles! And it's the Ninja Turtles. Raphael, Donatello. Guys, there's no pizza here. And he keeps going. And then at one point he's like, wait, turtles? Who the fuck are those guys? Who the fuck are those guys? It's the Mighty Morphin. It's the motherfucking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And then he leaves a second voicemail where it's just like, boop. Hey, baby. The turtles are getting their asses kicked. it's absolutely fantastic.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Take some Ambien and then don't go to sleep. See what happens. You'll probably drive and kill yourself.
But if you don't, at least you'll have some hilarious voicemails.
You'll have some great voicemails.
You might have some hilarious voicemails of you driving and killing yourself, a la Stan.
Oh, my favorite. I forgot my favorite. I was fucking crying laughing so hard. The post was just like, I took some Ambien, and then I woke up the next morning, and I had made this Facebook page. I click on the Facebook page, and the Facebook page is called, When Your Parents Just Fucking Have Sex. And all the posts on this Facebook group were just like, fuck, they're at it again. Fuck, my parents are fucking having sex, dude.
That's awesome.
And it's like, the banner is just like, stop saying I wish and start saying I will. And it's like the icon that is just the avatar is just like a Pokemon crossing its arms. I don't know which one it is, but it's so fucking good. When your parents just fucking have sex,
that's amazing.
Oh fuck,
you gotta follow that page.
All right, so ooh, yeah,
fucking Garaga, man.
The Garaga terminals, yeah, but it's just a bunch of English. Garaga, with handsome list of stand features, is Joanied in 1989 by XL SPC. Whichever Garaga series you choose can be assured of a comfortable V6. Ooh, that's nice.
What if robots were actually marketed this way, though? Is like,
I would hope
this one's got plush leather interior.
Ooh.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so it just looks like a bunch of nonsense. Anyways. Manual transmission. Valuable. If you Dewey, Critton, Garaga, XL, XT, and Sport, XL Ton models with a Manu transmission, special value package, you quality for discount, which are to getting some or all of
getting
the
some.
Falling
all
options
right.
At no extra charge, air conditioning, electronic AM, FM, stereo radio with cassette tape, digital clock, XLT, accent tape, stripe, deluxe wheel trim, P205.75, XL15S1REL. Fuck. So yeah. Oh, and last one. Bronco package 923A, 931A, and 934 contain special discounts. Garaga, Garaga, order 923A and save an amount to getting air conditioned at no extra charge. Change. Order 931A or 934A and save even charge.
This leads me to believe that this is a Ford.
Yeah, they just like, oh, what's just copy something from a car and then put Garaga in there a lot.
Do you think they have to take the Bronco references out after OJ?
God, I hope not.
He's innocent. OJ didn't do it. Neither did Bill Cosby.
Yeah, so of course not. Kanye told me so. Yep. So
and he's the most trustworthy person right now.
Oh yeah. No. They put him in a hospital because of how woke he is, I heard.
Yes. I think that's what they're doing now, is they're taking the most woke among us, if you will. and they're
Fuck!
And they're
You're getting
just
all
locking,
the singers tonight. Yeah. It's that chair. You're so high up.
It's the blood's all going to my body. I'm completely airheaded right now.
You feel so dominant. You come up with all this. All the testosterone is making you come up with these fucking tasties.
I've been huffing Sharpies underneath the table.
That's where all the creativity comes from.
Yeah. Have you ever huffed a Sharpie?
You can't. I don't think they're strong enough to huff.
Is it just asphyxiating you? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, people who are huffing Sharpies?
I don't think you can actually huff a Sharpie.
What are you doing if you're sniffing glue? Just don't.
I mean, I know that if you're huffing gasoline, that's basically just like causing like nerve damage, which gives you some primo hallucinations. I'm told.
Nice.
You'll just meet little sexy fairies and they'll just fly around and that sounds cool. Uh-huh. Except for the fact that you're permanently damaged forever and might just die like the first time.
What household thing is it cool to get high off of? Pretty much none, right?
Household, you say?
Nutmeg, perhaps?
That's not cool. That sounds terrible.
Oh, is it bad?
Oh, it's the worst high. It sounds like the shittiest high I've ever heard.
Mm.
Cough syrup, probably.
Oh, nice.
Some DXM?
Yeah. I took ZQL one night while I was, like, because, you know, your dude had to get to sleep before a shoot, and I was watching The Office, and my friend looks over to me, and he's like, dude, you look ridiculous right now. And I was completely slumped back in the couch. My chin is completely tucked, and I'm just like, watching The Office. I'm just thinking about what I looked like in that moment.
Probably pretty good.
Go to sleep after taking ZQL.
Haven't taken any sleep aid. You should probably just go to the fuck
just
sleep.
Just go to bed.
Close your eyes.
I'm like, I just got to get that last 15 minutes in.
No, of course. I don't want this podcast to become constant drug talk, but I do want to close a loop. Remember last episode we were talking about, again, ibuprofen. Or not ibuprofen, fucking Benadryl.
Oh, ibuprofen's some hard shit.
No. We talked about Benadryl, put you in a nightmare world. And I remembered after we recorded that podcast a story. I can't believe I forgot about this. When I was a kid, my childhood dog ate an entire bottle of Benadryl. And we just thought he slept for 3 days because they took him to the vet. And they were like, yeah, he'll sleep it off. And I always just thought like, oh, he was just sleeping. I never realized my dog was fucking tripping balls for 3 goddamn days. My poor little boy. I never realized what he went through.
Did he come out on the other side okay?
He seemed all right.
He's probably like a little bit changed.
Like, you know, he's a dog, so like he probably can't tell what a hallucination is or not. But like, I bet it was like, it must have been fucking crazy.
There's so many balls and I get to chase them all.
I never thought about it. It's crazy.
I think it's time to put the kibosh on the drug talk.
Kibosh?
The kibosh, yeah. Then we're going to slow down.
Oh, yeah, no. I just wanted to get that
story. Yeah, no, but it's...
I forgot my poor...
But it's just, once the drug talk starts flowing, it just doesn't stop.
It's too easy, yeah.
It's like, it's a vicious cycle.
My poor dog, though.
Talking about drugs is a gateway into talking about more drugs.
Yeah.
Poor pupper.
So Jay was reading those computer terminals, and he, from that information, somehow determined that Alf is the true enemy, and the general is just a puppet. So, then we cut to the other group, and Farrell or whatever her name is.
Farrell
tells them that there's a little bit of danger, and one of the crew members does not really care so much about her cautious warning.
What's wrong, Farla?
Something evil is descending on us.
You know what? I don't hear a damn thing.
Oh, I love that.
I don't trust you, magical being.
Something evil
who we know
is
could
descending
do magic.
On us. And this is the part where we realize that holy fucking shit, we're only 55 minutes into this movie. Kill me! So Group B is fighting monkeys, and then the two groups meet. Kina and Farla fight each other because they're both magical ladies and they have to fight, I don't know. Then the robots get set loose and they start murking fools. I don't really know whose side they're on. They just start shooting people for some reason.
They're a force of nature, like Godzilla.
So Jay, Farla, and the mascot character, who we forgot to talk about, but there's a little robot guy who you heard in that last clip, they all grab a ship together so they can try and escape, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then while the robots are shooting anyone, we hear a little goon. He tries to call for help on a base phone.
That's probably what I would sound like. It would have been way in my theoretical fan dub of this, it would just be, oh fuck, and then he'd explode.
And I don't remember really what this clip, what the context of this clip was, because I don't remember who Galigo was, but whatever.
Oh, Galigo.
Oh, it's so good. I love that one.
Oh, Galigo.
Gotta save, Galigo. Gotta save that one for future use.
Yeah, I should probably keep that one. And then Alf gives a little speech about his intentions to the general, which results in this. I don't even know if this is intentional anymore, because this is amazing. This is, like, actually funny.
Organic life as you know it will be eliminated, and robots will rule the entire galaxy. That is all.
He's on this intercom. Oh, it's so good. So,
mundane.
It's fucking... So Alf gets the master password for all ships or something by taking taking Haran hostage. So Jay busts out the battle gear again. The robot gets shot by Alf, and that makes Jay really angry, which prompts him to say this.
You slime!
Nice. So then it turns out Alf is a robot, and his intention the whole time was to... Oh, right, no, we already knew that, because he just said organic life's getting wiped out. Yeah, Alf's a robot. He's trying to kill all the organic things. And so Jay shoots him, and he's becoming all Terminator-y, where you can see his robot parts. And there's this great soulful trumpet in the music during the final fight between them. It's great. Jay kills Alf somehow. I don't remember how. Doesn't matter. But then there's still this giant death laser pointed at Garaga, which I guess is the planet. And so there's a countdown, and then it just fires, and it doesn't really do all that much.
It
just
blows causes, up, like, it
causes
some city.
It causes some explosions, yeah.
The wall gets taken down or something.
So to stop it, Kina like takes everyone's energy, and they all gather in a circle, and she blows up the laser ship with another laser. And then the general gives a speech talking about how him and Alf were trying to colonize the planet and do something with it, but then Alf took over, and nothing about this is compelling at all. And then Jay and Farla hug, I guess.
Nice. It's cool. All right, dude.
Get some, bro. Good way to end your feature film. And then there's some cool sax jazz taking us out.
Do you remember the end of that James Bond movie?
Hold on. I'm one second away from ending the movie. There's a freeze frame of Happy Jay running, and then there's a hell of a credit song, which you will hear on the way out of this podcast. Go on.
Do you remember in that James Bond movie where he beats the bad guy, and the world is saved, and, like, you know, we've learned a lot throughout our journey, and he gets to the Bond girl, and he's like, come here, and then they just hug.
Yeah, and he's like, and they're like standing next to each other, and she's like anticipating him sexually, yeah. And then, like, he just sort of like puts his arms out, and then, like, she kind of also puts her arms out, but then his arms are in the wrong configuration, so he has to, like, reconfigure a little bit and put his arms over hers so it works, and then he kind of pats her on the back a few times.
Yeah, yeah, like, really uncomfortably at the top of the at the top of the Hoover Dam.
Right. Exactly.
And then he she's like, I'm like, what's, I need her to reject him.
I think we should stay friends, James Bond.
You slime!
Yep. And then he kind of like gives her like the lips parse, like half smile, like, hey, how you doing? And just kind of bows his head and waves his hand and then ducks away. And
he walks. He slowly waves into the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he gets into his 2002 Subaru Outback and drives off into the distance.
And then M calls him and says, good job, James. You did everything right. And there's no internal problems in our organization. And there's no higher conspiracy to all of this.
And he believes him implicitly.
Yeah.
And then and then in the next movie, he actually gets to first base with a girl.
Whoa.
Which is fucking crazy.
Rated PG-13. Don't bring your chillins to this one.
It was all going so well in, like, this slowly kind of adorable childlike romance thing. And then in the next movie, he just fucking fists a girl.
Was it you where we were talking about the James Bond cartoon, like James Bond Jr.?
No, yes. Maybe? I don't remember.
Now, maybe it was me and Connor, because I don't know. But yeah, James Bond Jr. is James Bond's nephew.
We have talked about this. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we have. Okay.
Yeah, but the, like
that doesn't...
Why? Who did this?
I don't... Yeah, and like... So that means James Bond must have a brother or a sister. But then James Bond Jr. has friends. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It couldn't even just be young James Bond. No, like in the lieu of.
Nope. Had to be little James Bond.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who was the dude who died who was young Indiana Jones? Was that River Phoenix?
What?
Was River Phoenix young Indiana Jones?
I don't know. Did he die?
River Phoenix died.
I didn't know River Phoenix was dead. River Phoenix, IMDb. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade young Indy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wow, yeah. I mean, it's not young Indiana Jones, but he is young Indy. That's good.
Oh, he's in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sad boy. I didn't... Okay.
He got all drugged out.
Oh.
He
sad.
Have you ever read about, like, 80s child actors and, like, specifically that era? There was just a whole bunch of them who got way into drugs.
It was, her name's on the tip of my tongue.
But there's, like, there...
Not Halle Berry,
They've got fingers pointed, like everyone's pointed fingers at each other throughout this whole, you know, since then, as to who did it.
Corey Feldman,
yeah. But he's just going for it now.
I mean, yeah, he's been making terrible music since the 90s.
Drew
Barrymore, wasn't she in rehab at like 10 years old?
Maybe. What's she looking like?
I mean...
Oh, good for you, Drew Barrymore.
That's her IMDb picture.
You're looking like a human.
No, you want to see what they actually look like. Google their name 2016.
Show me 2016 Drew Barrymore. I bet she still looks lovely.
And we got to find the grossest paparazzi picture. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Whoa!
I don't know, man.
She's looking better than Shelley Duvall.
I mean, Halle Berry was never like the, you know, supermodel levels of...
She was like a gorgeous girl next door, kind of.
Yeah, she was like the girl that every girl said, like, I look just like her.
But you don't. You don't,
you
sister.
You don't. Like, yeah, like, my sister thought she looked like Drew Barrymore.
You look like Shelley Duvall now.
She pioneered the hairstyle that all girls have now, which is, like, unkempt, uncombed, unbrushed,
it's
gross,
so relatable.
Sandy, like, everyone looks the fucking same garbage. Like, putting no effort into your hair and then wearing so much fucking makeup that you look retarded, that's the cool style. Keep doing that, girls. Love it.
When will short bob cuts come back?
Ugh. God, I would kill everyone for that, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
But I'm talking like that, like Breakfast at Tiffany's, like, ooh, that short fucking, like, ooh, yeah. Oh yeah, my fucking shit.
I'd be down.
Fuck, yeah. I want what the next cat girl needs or cat woman needs to have that, that haircut.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, more whip stuff.
More S&M themes, theme stuff.
Yes.
Hmm.
I got nothing. I was gonna talk about comic book movies, but then I realized I don't care anymore.
No.
I saw Doctor Strange.
Yeah?
It was like majorly disappointing. Because it's Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because it's the most offensively Iron Man that any Marvel movie has been.
Well, I haven't seen Iron Man in 8 years, so you know, if I want to see Iron Man again, I'll just watch Doctor Strange.
Just watch Iron Man.
Okay.
Because it holds up really well.
I should watch the second two.
Yes. I'm really interested to see what you think of them.
Sure, yeah.
Because they're divisive, we'll say.
I mean, the second one is divisive, right?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I think most people just don't like...
People also don't like the third one, which I think is wrong.
I think more people like the third one.
The third one's interesting. We should watch them together.
Yeah.
And we could talk about the things that it does well and how some of the set pieces in the third one are amazing. But.
We should watch The Black Panther when it comes out. I think we'll really be able to relate to it.
I certainly love the music of The Game and Public Enemy. And
are those actually in the movie, or are you just naming music that you think black people like?
And I think I really do love the music of Mos Def.
I sure enjoy Mr. Drake.
If there is Drake on that soundtrack anywhere,
ooh,
I'm burning it down. I'm coming for you, Hollywood.
I don't know if Drake has that many superhero sound in music.
Because all of his raps like, blah, 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 blah. No, wait, no, it's too intense. It's more like... And then, but if you're Black Panther, you need like, blah, 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 blah.
How could you do this to me, girl?
Ow. I want, no. Okay, you know what, fuck it. I want them to go the complete wrong direction with the soundtrack to Black Panther, and it's only Hotline Bling and Hotline Bling related songs.
No, just put what is it, Child's Play in there? What's the one where he talks about the cheesecake?
That's Child's Play.
Oh, yeah. And put that in the credits.
If you want to appeal to that audience.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of Drake fans.
Oh, yeah. No, he's popular, I'm told.
Oh, no, you know what? No, they should shit up the Black Panther movie.
They
should really shit it up. Because, like, a Black Panther movie could be cool, and you could have a really dope rap soundtrack, or you could not.
Yeah, it would be a funny to just do a huge parody where it's all things that white people think black people like.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, a bunch of, like you put some fucking, like...
I sure do love Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, just, like, who's what's a black artist that only white people like? Like, fucking, I don't know.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah, perfect. Like that'd be, yes, yep.
Perfect.
Or, I don't know, like Bruno Mars or something?
Hobson.
No, that's not, it's just like, oh, this is popular.
Hamilton soundtrack.
That'd be really weird.
I will never listen to the Hamilton soundtrack. I've had numerous people come up to me and be like, hey, you should listen to Hamilton soundtrack. He's like, rap. I'll never do it. You can't do it. You can't make me listen to it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm good.
I'm a conscientious objector.
The day I try a pumpkin spice latte, I'll watch Hamilton.
I tried the pumpkin spice thing.
You told me, yeah. You said it was. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
An easy go-to for jokes. Yeah. They should make that movie go so far into black power that it even makes black people uncomfortable. You're just like, this is a little intense. I don't know about this.
I want him to be wearing nothing. I want him to look like Ice Cube circa 1988, where he's got like African-inspired hats and clothing on.
Yeah.
And he's got like Zulu warrior paint and shit.
Yeah, he's got the big poncho things, and he's shouting about how Israel doesn't exist or whatever.
Was that, wait, hold on. What?
Have you ever seen any videos of the black Israelites?
What?
Oh, it's good stuff.
I've never heard of this a day in my life.
Oh, it's like, yeah, everyone, like, you know, if you go that far into black supremacy, you get into like these guys are like on the street in New York and shouting about, I don't know if they, like, who knows how much they actually believe. They're probably just trying to make people angry. But it's just like you say, I think there's like a Louis, what's his name, documentary on him. Where you can just name any historical figure, and if they like that historical figure, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy's black.
Louis Theroux,
yeah. He's just like Mozart, black. Fucking awesome. Like Abraham Lincoln, black. But then they're like, then he's like Columbus, Christopher Columbus. Nah, he's white.
You know, we should watch these.
And they think there's no such thing as Jewish people and that black people are the real Jews. It's pretty interesting.
I that's absolutely fascinating. The disconnect you have to have.
It's weird.
The most black power thing that I've ever watched is obscure UCLA student films from the 70s. I've watched like a dozen of those.
Yeah,
and they're fucking great. Yeah. But they're more sad than angry in terms of like. They're trying to like reconnect with their African culture and like
the crying Indian in that commercial.
Yeah. It's
like sad. Black people in African attire.
He's like trying to get people to celebrate Kwanzaa and shit, and he's just crying. There's a video of
no one
of the game crying because no rappers will support him in being against police brutality in 2006 before it became popular to be against police brutality.
The game shedding tears?
The game is he's a sensitive man,
oh
Declan.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, we're talking about things we...
Oh, just one last thing. I want the Black Panther to end. You know how, like, Miami Connection ended with, like, only through the abolishment of violence can we achieve world peace? I want the Black Panther to end with, like, Malcolm X will be resurrected with the souls of 1,000 dead white children. And just
fuck
see,
yeah.
Just see what happens.
What if it was... What if they gave it to a black exploitation director?
Oh, yeah. He just has a white suit and he's running on a train and... Fucking
in the Bronx, that he kicks a dude in the face.
Yeah.
And he's like, bam, boo, bow, and and then the soundtrack's nothing but Sly and the Family Stone.
I threw that shit before I got in the room.
Crack is whack.
Yep.
Throw the Zans in the can.
No.
Is that Garriga?
That's from Garriga. Yeah.
Is that Garriga?
Oh. I thought you were talking about how they did tons of Xanax and Garriga.
No.
And yes. But yeah, I think that's good for this one. I think we've done what we need to do.
I think we've addressed the important issues of the era, which is what should the Black Panther soundtrack look like?
And we figured it out.
It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be nothing but Run the Jewels the entire time.
It's gonna be great. All right, Assalamu alaikum, brothers.